In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text this Christmas Eve is our Gospel reading from Luke, the second chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here we are, gathered together again, for the yearly remembrance of the birth of Jesus Christ. But why? Can't we remember this well enough at home? Can't we just remember it well enough by hanging lights and decorating a tree or eating a meal together as a family on Christmas Eve? Isn't remembering something that we Christians can do individually? Alone? Why do we remember best by singing these hymns and hearing together these readings? Why do we come here to gather together? Dear saints of the living God, tonight we celebrate God becoming man and taking on a human body, flesh and bones. A body, as you know and as St. Paul tells us plainly, is composed of many parts. There are hands and feet, fingers and toes, a kidney, a liver, a spleen. And as our Lord composed the body from the dust of the earth, so tonight we celebrate God himself entering into this sort of body. And from here on out, God refuses to be known apart from a body, the body of Jesus. It's who he is, God in flesh, God in a body. And tonight, we're not just remembering that he once took a body to himself, but that even taking a body, he went to the cross in that body. He was placed in the grave in that body. He rose on the third day with that body glorified and resurrected. He ascended into heaven with his glorified body. And from his body, he sends his spirit to us, making everyone here together into one body, the mystical body, the body of Christ, the church. We can't be otherwise. We aren't alone. So no, we can't remember the birth of our Lord Jesus apart from the body, apart from the gathering together here at church, as the church, the body. This is where that remembrance takes place, just as it does every Sunday morning. This is where the body lives and breathes, the Spirit of God. This is the very place where God has chosen to cause his name to dwell for us and for our salvation, the very place that God has chosen to be present each time that word is preached for the forgiveness of sins, to give you forgiveness, to give you life, to give you salvation. Of course, as we leave tonight, we are still members of this body, the body of Christ, when we go home. But all of our individual remembrances of the body find their fullness when the body of Christ is gathered together here. And that particular remembrance finds its greatest joy and its greatest expression as the body and blood of Jesus are given to us, his body, in Holy Communion. Here at this altar, he binds each of us individually together as one, giving each of us our own individual lives, meaning and worth and purpose and joy. We are not our own, and neither is our remembrance of his birth alone. No matter what may come, war or plague, illness or disease, pain or suffering, sin and death, as the body of Christ, when one suffers, we all suffer, and when one rejoices, we all rejoice. For we know that we have a God who does not abandon us nor forsake us, not even in the midst of evil or sin, pain, suffering, grieving, or death. Tonight, we rejoice that we have a God, this Jesus, who has joined us in the flesh. He has borne our sins. He has carried our sorrows. He has loved us unto death upon the cross and risen from the grave. He has promised to be with us here in church as the church until the day of resurrection. So here in holy baptism, here in the words of absolution, here in holy communion, God says to you, I love you. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I will never leave you or forsake you. I am with you always to the end of the age. For I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. This is your God. A God who loves you, forgives you, strengthens you, carries you, comforts you, and promises to be present with you, his body, the church, even tonight in word and sacrament. And not just tonight, but every time his word is preached and holy baptism and holy communion and holy absolution are given out to you, his body. So then, every gathering of the church, every Sunday morning, is another remembrance of this holy night. Our gathering together as the church is always, Christmas and Easter, inseparably joined together as one. It's always a celebration of God becoming man and taking to himself a body in order to trample down death by his own death and resurrection, to forgive all our sins, to bring new life and everlasting salvation to his fallen creation. This is what happens here. This is why we gather, not just tonight, but every single week, every Sunday morning. So do not neglect the gathering of the body. Come to church and be the church, his body, of which you were made individually a member through your baptism into Christ. Every member is valuable because every member has been bought with the blood of Jesus. And that means you. Hence, St. Paul says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. And as the letter to Hebrews says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. We need this gathering. We need this church. We need the body with all its parts and all its members, from the least of them to the greatest. We need each other to remember who God is and what he has done for us by taking to himself a body. We need the hymns and the prayers and the readings and the blessings and Holy Communion, the very body and blood of Jesus. For this is the place where God promises to dwell with us, for us, among us, to gather us together as one mystical body, his church, in which he forgives sins, in which he gives his eternal life, and in which he dwells with us here in time. That's why we're here. That's why we gather. That is what Christmas is. It is a celebration of our God, who joined us in the flesh so that we may join him in our flesh in eternity. And it is in his church, gathered together as members of his body, that we are reminded that we have a God who is for us, not against us. How do you know? Because in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. It is here, in church, as the church, that we receive Jesus in word and sacrament. And receiving Jesus together as the body of Christ, we are saved, we are strengthened, we are preserved now and on into life everlasting. All of this is God's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So to him be all blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might, now and forever. Merry Christmas. Amen.